Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we are joined by Executive Vice President and General Manager of Intevec and Diamond Dog, Mr. Jay Cho. And Mr. Cho, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Thank you so much, Eric. Nice to be with you.
Yes, sir. Nice to have you out and looking forward to hearing from you as well. So if you would start by telling our audience a little bit about your background as it pertains to entrepreneurship to kick things off here today.
Sure. So my experience in entrepreneurship really started early when I graduated from high school. My parents bought a small motel in Seattle with like 9 units. You know, a small motel, the challenges I have is that, you know, the income really just only covered the monthly mortgage. And so I was able to make an arrangement with a local shelter foundation to place low-income families for a short term, less than a month. They guarantee the 5 units to be completely filled for the entire year at the market rate. So that was a great deal. So we made the arrangement. And, after about 15 years, my parents were able to expand the motel from a 9 unit to a 41 unit inn. So that was kind of my beginning, is trying to start a new business and kind of and growing an opportunity there. And so I said, okay, this is fun. This is great. While I was attending the University of Washington for my master's, my partner and I, we came up with a really revolutionary multi-processing parallel computing architecture. And what that really was we can be able to get the power of an IBM 3090 supercomputer into a size of a mid-sized computer, personal computer, at one-tenth the cost. So I decided to move down to California in 1991. To find some venture capital investors to really try to get our company kicked off. Unfortunately, we were two young engineers. We had a great idea with very little business experience. The VCs were really looking for a team with a great idea, a solid business plan, and managing experience to grow a company. Well, we didn't quite have that, so we were not able to secure the funding. But in hindsight, if I focused the product to internet servers instead of financial service, the story may have been different. So after that, I decided I need to gain the managing experience and really understand how to build a company and develop markets with the right products. Over the years in my career, when I developed new products, I entered new markets, was part of several startups, including founding my own company, partnering with a Fortune 100 company. I've managed and built global businesses with revenues greater than $250 million in new products, new markets, currently now leading the equipment business in multiple different markets in Intevac.
And that is a tremendous background history there, and really appreciate your sharing that. And a lot can be learned from your response there with the goal of continuing to grow no matter what and not giving up, and you've come a long way, so really appreciate that. Tell us a little bit about Diamond Dog and the background of the company there.
Well, first of all, Intevac has two businesses, the thin film equipment business and the photonics business. The thin film equipment business focuses on thin film deposition systems for the hard drive, the solar, the display cover panel, and advanced packaging markets. The photonics business focuses on night vision sensors, cameras, and systems, which involves digitizing of night vision technology for the military. In the thin film equipment business, as we search for different initiatives to grow our business, we look for markets that are complementary to our strengths, our core value, and our technologies. Intevac is a market leader in the hard disk media market with over 65% market share. And we have a superior dense carbon film used in hard drives. We saw a complementary segment in the consumer electronics market with the cover glass that needed the protection of the scratch resistance for the displays. Our technology had a superior scratch resistance performance. We thought it would be great for smartphones and wearables and tablets and other types of devices. So we created a new brand, Diamond Dog, for the consumer electronics market that utilizes our superior scratch-resistant film.
Well, that is pretty awesome, and what a product to have in the marketplace today. Good stuff there. Now, what makes the Diamond Dog screen protectors unique compared to its competitors?
You know, one of our Intevac's core intellectual property is our diamond-like carbon film. It's used in hard drives so we can protect the disk of media from corrosion and from scratches and impacts from the disk head. So typically a diamond-like carbon film is normally dark. Intevac is able to make this film optically clear and also strengthen the film to provide sapphire-like performance at a fraction of the price. We named this film technology Diamond Clad, and with this film on the Diamond Dog screen protector, the performance is significantly better than any other premium screen protectors. There's a lot of screen protectors out there that promotes 9H hardness and scratch resistance and impact resistance and really other fancy marketing phrases. But, you know, when we compared our Diamond Dog screen protector with these high-end screen protectors, our results were just outstanding. You know, we were able to see 3 to 6 times better hardness, 3 times stronger for anti-breakage, you know, 4 to 6 times longer from the anti-fingerprint performance, 5 times longer from anti-abrasion performance. So the Diamond Dog screen protector just far exceeded kind of what our expectations was from these high-end screen protectors, knowing that you know, we have something much better than what's out there. And with our Diamond Dog superior screen protector, it's really priced at a reasonable price at $29.99.
That's a very affordable price point right there. Today we're joined by Executive Vice President and General Manager of Intevac and Diamond Dog, Mr. Jay Cho, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, moving ahead here, any tips or advice you have for fellow entrepreneurs tuning in today, especially during this transitioning time?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in today's challenging environments, it's important to stay focused. It's too easy to really get caught up in all the problems happening around us and lose focus, especially as we're faced with the COVID-19 challenges. You know, as we manage the challenges, we need to stay focused on the objectives, why we started the business. The path from an entrepreneur who's trying to break into a new market with a new product, I mean, typically doesn't happen overnight and it will take time. So I think that's a real area of this needs to stay focused.
Mr. Cho, really appreciate your visit and those concluding remarks in form of advice. Where could the audience purchase Diamond Dog screen protectors and get more information as needed?
Yeah, Diamond Dogs, the screen protector is currently available for the iPhone 10, 10S, 11 Pro, 10S Max, the 11 Pro Max. Now we have the iPhone 11 coming out very soon. We're also working on some other screen protectors for other OEM brands that will be coming out also. You can purchase a Diamond Dog screen protector from either mydiamonddog.com or on Amazon.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Cho, all the best, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Okay, thank you so much, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with the Executive Vice President and General Manager of Intevac and Diamond Dog, Mr. Jay Cho. And for further details and to learn more, visit mydiamonddog.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.